You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The interim budget 2024-25 will likely allocate ₹2.8 to 3 trillion for the railways to keep its capex momentum intact, compared with ₹2.4 trillion provided in the 2023-24 budget estimate. This would mean that the transporter, which makes little operational surplus, would not have to resort to market borrowings for the third year in a row. The likely increase of budget support by nearly a quarter in FY25, coming on the back of a 50% increase in FY24, also reflects the railway's inability to generate enough resources from its own operations and the constraints faced by it in monetizing its massive assets to fund new projects. Meanwhile, the government has released ₹4,415 crore as production-linked incentives to firms till December 2023 as against the target of disbursing ₹11,000 crore by the end of the current fiscal. This includes incentives of ₹1,515 crore doled out in the current fiscal, including some dues to Samsung Electronics for mobile manufacturing that has recently been added. The PLI policy was launched in April 2020. Currently, there are as many as 14 PLI schemes. Some part of the claims of Samsung for mobile production is part of the disbursement to PLI companies, and remaining part has mostly gone to companies in large-scale electronics manufacturing. Additional Secretary in the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade Rajiv Singh Thakur said. Moving on, the NHAI has identified 53 highway projects worth ₹2.1 trillion to be developed through Built-Operate-Transfer model. This marks a big shift in the resource generation strategy after long years of low private risk capital raised its debt burden to very high levels. Around 5,214-kilometer road stretches with high traffic density will be developed through BOT. The length of these would be 522 kilometers and cost ₹39,477 crore. Uttar Pradesh will have six highways of 1,344 kilometers at the cost of ₹50,333 crore. Jammu and Kashmir, Haryana, Punjab, Rajasthan, Telangana and Uttarakhand will have six new highways of 490 kilometers on BOT at the cost of ₹15,600 crore. On to industry, the government of Karnataka has signed memorandums of understanding worth ₹22,000 crore with seven companies such as Microsoft, data center provider Webworks and Japanese conglomerate Hitachi on the second day of the World Economic Forum 2024 in Davos, Switzerland. Among them, Webworks is looking to set up a data center park of 100 megawatt in Bengaluru, worth ₹20,000 crore. It already has an 80,000 square foot facility in Whitefield of 7.5 megawatts. State Industries Ministry said that Webworks expressed its ambition to establish a cutting-edge connectivity hub featuring state-of-the-art hyperscaler data centers in Bengaluru. In some more industry news, US-based investment firm GQG Partners has increased its stake in seven Adani Group companies during the three-month period ended December, while that by Life Insurance Corporation of India remained mostly stable. GQG Partners hiked its stake in Adani Ports and Special Economic Zone to 3.76% as of December and from 3.53% as of September 30th. Similarly, its stake in the flagship firm Adani Enterprises was hiked to 2.95% in the third quarter from 2.74% recorded in the sequential second quarter, according to stock exchange data. It also hiked stake in AESL, the group's power distribution company, to 2.51%, while that in its renewable energy arm Adani Green Energy to 3.68% and Adani Power to 4.17%. Over to economy, the Food Corporation of India on Wednesday sold a record 0.42 MT of wheat to bulk buyers since the weekly e-auction was launched in June as the government increased weekly allocation of the grain from open market sale to 0.45 million ton. This fiscal, FCI has sold 6.67 MT of wheat in the open market till Wednesday, and the government is aiming to sell 10.1 MT from its surplus stock by the first week of March. Wheat was sold in Wednesday's auction at an average price of ₹2,263 per quintal against the reserve price of ₹2,128 per quintal under the open market sale scheme. The price realized is just above the current season's minimum support price of ₹2,125 per quintal. Lastly, stocks in focus. These include HDFC Bank, NHPC, Adani Enterprises, Nazara Tech, Avenue Supermart, LTI Mindtree and Honasa Consumer. The Indian government is set to divest up to 3.5% of its stake in NHPC through an offer for sale on January 18 and 19. The floor price for the offer has been fixed at ₹66 per share, marking a discount of 9.6% to the current market price. On the other hand, Nazara Tech announced its plan to raise up to ₹250 crore through a preferential issue of shares at ₹872.15 apiece. Additionally, the company has acquired a 10.77% stake in social influencer platform Kofluence Tech Private for Rs. 32.41 crore. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.